gets hurt? Do you like to see your DBs mixing it up with the receivers? Is that?
Well, I mean, we never really think of it like that. I mean, to us, the main thing we want is to be, you know, as competitive as we can possibly be. And, you know, I mean, what happened today happened. I mean, I don't think it's any big deal. I don't think there's any ill will between anybody out there. It's just, you know, two people that are trying to accomplish the same goal and got a little chippy, as you say, and that's. But to me, it's more about competing. You know, if you're competing play after play after play, that's really what you want. And if that wears on somebody, then that wears on somebody.
So this is not a bad thing.
Well, you know, you got to be realistic about it. You can't fight in a game because you'd be gone. So training camp's a little different. But honestly, I mean, we don't think about it a lot. And, you know, if it disrupts practice, then it's a bad thing. You know, that one was over and done with pretty quick. And, you know, we didn't miss any reps.
The last time we talked to you, Eric Berry still really wasn't doing much as far as contact. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's changed. I mean, is this a sea change here? Is this see how he does with it?
Yeah, and we're really going on him and the docs and how he feels out there. And, you know, he's feeling better, I think, every day. And I don't really just mean from the physical. I think he's getting back into football, too, you know. You know, and if you look back over the previous year, you know, he missed a lot of this training camp a year ago with Achilles, and then he got nicked up again. And he didn't have a lot of practice time a year ago, even in the few games that he played in. So I think he's just getting back. Like he says, you know, he's seeing things better. It's slowing down for him. This is strictly football. This has nothing to do with what he overcame, just like somebody that's missed. So I think he's happy with that. You could obviously talk to him about it, but yeah, we're just going to go we're going to follow his rhythm, whatever he feels like.
You had Marcus Peters running with the ones today.
Mm-hmm.
First time I'd noticed that when Sean wasn't in there as well. Is that something you guys are going to look at more often from this point?
Well, no, Marcus been with the ones quite a bit.
Well, no,
Gaines
was out.
Yeah, in place. But yeah, we're going to obviously do that. We got to, you know, we're not going to have Sean for those first three games, so you know, we got to get the guys used to playing with each other and see what our best combination is.
Look like Marcus has had better practices than he had today.
Yeah, he had a couple. You know, I mean, it's, you know, you play enough out there, you're going to have some bad plays. And 7-on-7, it can happen to you pretty quick because there's not much rush. But he's like any DB, you know, out there. You know, the number one thing you can't allow is anything that goes over your head. And so you got to keep emphasizing, and that's a challenge, you know, because we're going to play aggressive coverage. And it comes down to, you know, we talk about all the time, it comes down to technique, understanding, you know, a lot about what the offense is doing based on formation, et cetera. And I think he's doing a good job, though.
Are there guys you're particularly eager to see Saturday night in the game?
No, I think, you know, you know we all know these are different games and different people are going to play different amount. To me, it's always about, you know, what kind of attitude are we going to play with? What kind of aggressiveness are we going to play with? Obviously, when you go to the first game, there's going to be mistakes made. But we want them doing fast and hard, and we kind of want to see what's going to come, you know, from different players, you know. And there's nobody really particular we want to see or I want to see, you know. I just want to see how we function together as a unit.
Before the injury set in last year with Josh Martin, what were some of the positive things you saw from him that you guys decided to bring him back? It looks like he's a starter again.
Well, you know, Josh, I was familiar with him, obviously, from a time in New York, and so I kind of knew what he was about. And we thought at that point he would come in and he would provide us depth and give us a guy we could roll in there. And then, obviously, as you say, through injuries, he ended up being a guy that never left the field. But one, Josh is a bigger guy than you realize sometimes, and is pretty athletic for a big guy. And so he has some things that he can do there. He's in the past he's played all the positions. You know, in New York he was a backup outside linebacker as well. So he gives us a lot of flexibility, and you know, he's a bigger linebacker that still has pretty good pass skills. So those were kind of the traits that we've seen, and I think he's the same way. We were just talking about, you know, Josh was out the whole previous year, 2013 in New York, and so that was his first year back from practice standpoint. So You know, I think he feels a lot better this year than he did last year. Just being not, he knows the system anyways, but I think just more comfortable in his reactions and what he's seeing out there.
What did you guys chalk up some of those missed tackles he had
today? Well, yeah, missed tackles are a lot of things. Sometimes, you know, if the ball comes through way too fast, like we say, if it jumps into your secondary before they're ready, that gets to be a problem. And then the second thing are a lot of just fundamentals, you know, that you have to do. You know, you got to be able to wrap your arms, run your feet, and do those things. And you know, that's always going to be the big part of a game. You know, and like we always tell our guys, the best way to tackle is have a lot of people there. You know, so it's not a lot of one-on-ones. Any offense would love to get you in as many one-on-one tackling situations as you can. So we need multiple people there. And that, the other part of that is it allows you to be aggressive if you're the tackler, because you know you got some partners that are coming with us.
You had Steven Nelson mostly at the nickel cornerback position. What are some of the things that you've seen through these?
Well, I think he's got a lot of the qualities you look for in a nickel. He's got really good strength in there, good quickness. I think he's going to be a good blitzer as well in there. He's really a competitive guy. I love his competitiveness, and I just think that you got to learn that position. That's kind of just like being the slot receiver. That's a unique position based on where you're aligned and how you have to cover and the different routes. So there's a lot of knowledge that you need to you know, gain an experience that you need to really play that thing efficiently. He played it a lot better today. I thought he had a really good day out there.
So the lost time during OTAs because you missed OTAs?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, like we said, that's really not lost. I mean, there's nothing he can do. I mean, that's the way the rules are. And, you know, we got plenty of practices here. And, you know, I think he's done a good job improving each day out here.
With your draft picks, your inside linebackers, Bob, with Wilson and Alexander and Justin Marsh. Seems to be getting quite a bit of work. He just kind of smiled when I mentioned Justin Marsh.
Yeah, I think all three of those guys are doing a really good job. You know, Justin's obviously been very active, been involved with a lot of tip balls, a lot of balls on the ground, and I think he's done a good job. But I think DJ, he, and Ramik have all showing signs they can help us. I think all of them are capable of contributing, you know, on teams and all those things, which are going to help us. And, you know, they got a lot to learn. You know, there's a lot coming at them, but so far I like what they've done.